And I want to ask you about your health in all these years since the war, and if you've had any specific kinds of health problems.
Well, no, I had a little bit of a kidney problem about a year ago, I guess. And I went to a doctor, and they gave me some medicine for it, and it didn't clear up. And then they finally sent me and I had a whole bunch of x-rays made of my kidneys. And they couldn't find a thing in the world wrong with them. Then they sent me to a radiologist, and he took a bunch of pictures of me. All come out fine. Other than that, nope. I've had no health troubles in my life.
That's wonderful. No respiratory problems?
No. Up in Idaho, I did have what the old doctor up there called it was walking pneumonia. And I was sick for about 3 weeks. But I really wasn't in bed. And they gave me just penicillin and cough medicine, stuff like that. And my sis said I was as pale as a sheet all the time, because she'd come and got me. She wouldn't let me stay by myself. And other than that, and then when they took the x-ray after I got over it, they said I left a little bit of a scar on my lungs. And they told me when I got back to California that I was leaving, you know, as soon as I got over it. And they said, as soon as you get back to California, you have another x-ray made and find out. So I did. In Oxnard, I had an x-ray made. And they said it was scar tissue, you know, from that pneumonia. And other than that, no. I've had no trouble. I haven't even been sick. Every year I take a flu shot. I don't have a, knock on wood, I don't have a cold. I don't feel bad. I don't even have a headache anymore. And I get up and I walk real fast up and down this alley every morning while it's still cool. And I just, there's nothing wrong with me except I need a little bit more brains, I guess. No, I've never had any illness whatsoever. Never got hurt all the time when I've been working. No bad burns. No drill run through me and no nothing.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm in perfect health, I guess. I haven't been to a doctor in way over 6 months. Last time I went was get a flu shot. And that's what I do every year in October.
Over the years, did you ever have any miscarriages or
no,
any abortions?
No. Never had. Nope.
Never got pregnant.
Never got pregnant. Again.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask you about menopause and what that was like for you.
Well, I went through it, but I couldn't feel anything. It didn't bother me in the least. I'd have hot flashes like they all do, and I never went to a doctor or anything like that. I went through it just like from day to day, like nothing ever happened. And that was the biggest pride in my life, I think, when I went through it. No, I never had any trouble. I've never been ill in my life at anything. Very mighty few doctors I've ever been to. Yeah, and I feel just wonderful. Still got all my spirits up, kicking up my heels. And I only had the one child, and nothing else ever happened. Thank goodness.
Did you ever want another child?
Nope. I never wanted. Really, I didn't want the one I had, but I had to have it. But no, I didn't want any more children. I love my grandkids and my great grandkids. I have 4 great grandkids and 3 great I have 3 great-grandkids. Get them all backwards. I have 3 grandkids, 2 boys and a girl. And I have 4 great-grandkids, 2 boys and 2 girls. And they're just youngsters yet. And my grandkids are all in their, still in their 20s. And my daughter's, well, she's a little bit on the hefty side, trying to take a, these pills to get rid of her fat, or go on diets and this, that, and the other, but there's never anything wrong with her either. She's as healthy as she can be. I guess it's just that way. Not like the rest of my family. Well, the rest of my family's been pretty healthy, except this one sis over here. She isn't too healthy. But I feel this wonderful.
Tell me about your daughter. I haven't asked you about her when I came
back. Well, my daughter was young, was married quite young. When she was 18, I guess. And she had a baby right away. And her husband went into the service in the Navy. And he was on a ship most of the time. And so as soon as she had that baby, why, he was stationed back in Newport, Rhode Island. And so she went back there. And while she was back there, she had another baby. And it was a boy. Well, the little boys older. And then as soon as he got out of the Navy, why, they moved back out here. And they lived here in Venice for a little while. Then they bought a home out in San Fernando Valley in the town of Sepulveda. And then she had another baby out there. And she went to work. And she was doing electronics, too, wiring and soldering. And he got a job for the telephone company here in Santa Monica, General Telephone. And today he holds a pretty big, responsible job. He's quite a executive up there. And so after he had to just travel, you know, from San Fernando Valley to Santa Monica to work all the time, he got tired of that, so they decided, well, they'll move a little bit further, so they bought a home. They sold their home there, and they bought a home in Oxnard, right on the shores. And she had a big, beautiful two-story, four-bedroom home there. And, of course, both the boys got married while they were, well, while they were up in Oxnard. And the young daughter got married up there. And so he decided, well, it was too far to drive yet, back and forth. Takes them an hour to come to work, an hour to go home, you know. So they decide, well, they'd move back down here. So they live in Culver City now, and she is in the antique doll business, antique furniture business now, and he's still working for the General Telephone Company. And they just now are taking a big long trip back to Rhode Island, Washington, D.C., New York, all back in there through Texas, back through Oklahoma. They were gone a whole month.
You spend much time with them?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I got my own life to live. They got their own life to live. We get along beautiful. She calls me every two or three days. And, I go up there a couple of times a month, I guess. But she sits and she sews. She's a seamstress, too. She's a postress. She does all of that. And she makes all of her doll clothes. I think she's going to go and they're going to find something where she can put her dolls up for sale. You know, a little business rather than to have it there in the home. I think that's what she wants to do. And she also does ceramics, does paintings and all this. And so now I think she, since they've made this trip, why then she wants to find a little, another place to buy with a little house on it so she can put her business in the little house and make it a business. And so her kids come see her about once, twice, three times a month. One lives here in Santa Monica, the oldest boy. The other one lives in Ventura, and the daughter lives in the valley again. So She gets to see them about once or twice a month. See the her grandkids, rather. So they just living a beautiful life now. We had to skimp and save, and now she's got all she needs. She don't have to skip anymore. Well, neither do I. So we just live a happy life, I guess. I went up there and I stayed a whole month at her place, taking care of her place and her little doggie. So she just has a beautiful life.
What kinds of things do you do with your time now that you're retired?
Oh, I do a little bit of sewing. I make some of my clothes. I do a little crocheting. And that's just about all I do. I don't have to do nothing. I do a lot of reading. And keep my house. That's about all I do.
You talk about your shows.
Oh, yes, I watch my shows every morning till 12 o'clock. They start at 9 and they go off at 12. Then I have a couple of shows at nighttime, game shows. That's all of them. I don't watch soap operas. I just watch the game shows. And then maybe if there's a good movie on, I like Western music and movies. And I'll sit and watch that. And I'm usually in bed by not any later than 10:30. And I'm up before daylight. So that's about all I do with my time. I gad around, go shopping, take walks. That's about all I do.
You said you have a lot of friends around.
Yes, I go and visit them. We go out and we go to swap meets and things like that, you know, or we go down, take rides. I have the only car, and so then we go shopping up and down the mall in Santa Monica, over in Culver City, Fox Hills. Oh, we just, first thing then the other. Now I went to see, my daughter took me to see that outdoor play of Ramona down at Hemet not long ago, but about a month ago. Oh, that was beautiful. I wouldn't miss that for nothing. And people that haven't seen that should go and see it. It is something. Then as soon as I got back, I had the book. That's the reason I named my daughter Ramona after that movie and after the book. Then after I got back from that, my daughter had the book of Ramona, and I read that again. It's just beautiful. And that's about all I do. I don't do too much sewing anymore. I don't know. I get nervous. I've got to have my glasses changed, and I don't see too well enough to do too much sewing at one time. But I do make my own clothes sometimes. In fact, I got a suit, a capri suit I got to make. And that's about all I do, keep my house clean. And I have friends around here, and I have a friend that's coming next Thursday week. And she's going to spend 2 weeks with me. So I take her around to see all the different friends that she knows and visit with them. And a lot of friends I don't know that she has. But we'll be busy going here, there, and yonder. I think we're going to take in one or two of the shows over in Burbank or Hollywood or wherever it is. I forget now which one she had. Price is Right. I think she wants to go see that, and then I don't know where else we'll go. Just gad around.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Do you like being retired?
Oh, yes. Yes, I like it because, you know, back in Texas when I worked back there on the cattle ranch, we had to get up so early of a morning, I get up 2:30, you know, and start breakfast by 3 and have breakfast over with, feed the cowboys, you know, and off they would go. And then you had to fix dinner lunch. We called it dinner back there. Then you'd have to cook another meal at supper time. And by the time you got all that done and got your cleaning done, it was time to go to bed. We'd go to bed by dark time, you know. And I said, well, gee, I've retired now. I can get up whenever I please. I can go to bed whenever I please. I can do anything that I want to do now. Where I couldn't before, I always had to be at a certain place on the job at a certain time, you know, and come home and you do your housework, you say, doctor, I'm tired, and that old alarm clock go off in the morning. No, I love it. I love it. I'm taking advantage of it, too.
What do you think about when you think of the future?
Well, I don't really, I don't dwell on that. I think about traveling a little bit, which I'm going to do. I don't know where it'll be this year or not, but I'm going to do a little traveling. I'm going to Idaho to see my sis and brother up there. And, but I just don't think anything. I'm just as happy right here, you know, that I just want to live here, I guess, forever, until I kick the bucket. And I hope I'm a real old lady whenever I do that. But, no, I don't look into the future. I just do whatever I want to do, you know.
What has been the happiest time of your life?
Well, I suppose the happiest time of my life was when I married my second husband, I guess. Because we worked together, and then each year we'd take a good long vacation, and we'd just get in the car and go traveling and camp out, and I love camping out. And with my last husband, he wouldn't go anywhere. Well, we did make a couple of trips or three over to Yuma, Arizona, but it was a miserable trip because it's so doggone hot over there, and I didn't care to go there. I like to go somewhere where it's cool. And we, see, I have some property around Palm Springs. And we'd go down there once in a while, and it'd be in the summertime when we went down there and burn up, try to see the doggone property. And, I don't know. I'm going to take a trip down there one of these days and see what it looks like now again. And I just don't look into the future. I just live day by day, what I'm going to do today, what I'm going to do tomorrow, or the next day.
What time in your life would you say was the most fulfilling?
Pardon?
Fulfilling. The most fulfilling time in your life?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was back home on the cattle ranch, or when I was growing up, something like that, maybe. I really enjoyed growing up on the farm, and then when I married the first time, I loved the outdoors, and I loved the horses and cattle, and I guess that was my most filling part of it.
What about unhappy times?
Well, I don't know if I've ever really had any unhappy times. Only whenever I lost, you know, my husband's or my mother, my sister, my brother. And I guess that's the most unhappiest times I've ever had, I guess. I've always been just happy-go-lucky, you know. Never grieved over anything. Except when my mother passed away. I guess I grieved more than anything over that. And my grandparents. But as far as that goes, why, you know, you have to look at it like this. They're gone. They're just not here anymore. And what's the use grieving over them? You know, it won't bring them back. And so I can't say I haven't really had any unhappiness. Just been happy-go-lucky. Yeah, all my life. And I hope to go that way.
If you could change things about your life in the past now, if you could go back and change anything, are there things that you would change?
I don't think so. I enjoyed all my life. I got awfully tired sometime of working. And what I used to think, oh, gee, if I could just take just take a month off or a year off without working, I'd be real happy. Then whenever I did take off, I was so anxious to get back to work. And I don't know. No, I wouldn't change my life at all. I enjoyed every minute, whatever I did. My working out all these years, I enjoyed every bit of it. It is aggravating, a little bit than each job, but heck, that's life. So you have to take the good with the bad with the good, you know. So, no, I wouldn't change a thing. If I could live my life over again, I think I'd live it the same way. Yeah? Just be happy to.
How do you feel about the women's movement today?
Well, I think the women is a little more too far out. I think they let themselves go too far. For this liberation. It isn't like it used to be. The women are more forward. As far as sex goes, no, I can't. I don't like that. You know, people living together without being married. I couldn't go for that. And I don't approve of it, but I don't disapprove. That is their own business. But I don't like it. I don't like it. And in my days growing up, they never had the pot smoke. They had no kind of drugs, you know, taken. We led a good, clean life, which they don't do nowadays. And the women are just as bad as the men. And I really don't. The women is more progressive today in politics, I think, and in some of their works than they were in my time. And that is fine. But as far as the living and the way some of them live, I don't approve of. Because I led a good, clean life, and I would like to have a better education. But, as I said, I got by all right, and I'm happy that I did. And I kind of envy some of these gals that work in the office, and then again, I don't. That's taking the responsibility on themselves, you know, to go higher up. But I guess that's all right if that's the way they want to live. Then I go along with the times, I guess.
What about the Equal Rights Amendment?
Well, to a certain extent, yes, I approve of it. Because they're human beings, you know, the same as we are. And I think, to a certain extent, yes. But, I really don't go along with it.
What part?
Well, it's too much intermixing, in other words, the equal rights of the, I shouldn't say that, of the different creeds, in other words. I don't approve of it. I guess I was raised that way, you know. But I guess they have their rights too.
What about the changing role of women? Little girls are growing up very different than they did in your day.
Yes,
opportunities are different than they were then. I'm wondering how you feel about, you know, the new roles that women are taking on in school.
Well, I think it's everybody to their own way of thinking, and the way they dress and the way they operate themselves, I suppose it's all right. I guess when they get as old as I am, you have to go along with the times and just go along with them. You're just not supposed to stop and think about it. You're supposed to go along with them, as far as I'm concerned.
You seem like the kind of person, though, that thinks about things.
Well, I do think about things, but I don't let them bother me, and I don't express them in front of other people. And if that's the way that they want to live, let them live like that. Now, I have 3 grandkids. I don't approve of the way they live. But that is their business, and I wouldn't interfere at all. And they're raising their kids to be like them, you know. And I don't approve of that. But that's their way of living, so let them live that way. I'm not the one to tell them what to do and what not to do. So I guess I have to go along with all of it. But I do think a lot. But I don't express my feelings.
I'd like to ask you about your experience at Douglas during the war and how you feel that experience affected you, what that did for you, if it gave you any positive things, if it gave you negative things.
It gave me an incentive to go out and do a job, and to put more confidence in myself than what I had before I went to work. And I don't know it. I wouldn't have traded those years that I worked for Douglas for nothing. And if they would hire an old woman like me today, I wouldn't mind going back and getting some more experience. But to say that it intrigued me very much, and it put a little bit more in my brain, you know, where I could go out and do things that I couldn't do before. And meeting people was a great thing then, too, because I was a kind that didn't associate with too many people. And especially strangers, until I got to know them. But it intrigued me to be around them and to hear, listen to them talk about the different, you know, different subjects and different things that they did or a work or something other like that. You know, I learned a lot. Douglas taught me a lot. And I thank him for it. And if I wasn't such an old woman, I'd do it again. Which I think I could.
I'm sure you could.
Yeah.
Are there things that we haven't talked about, that things I haven't asked you that maybe you'd like to talk about?
No, I don't. I think I've told you my life history from the time that I was born. I don't know, but I think I've told you everything.
Okay.
Now I just want to, you know, just go my way and have a happy living and do what I want to do and see people. I like people. I don't like to wait on them. I mean, over a bar or a restaurant. I don't like that. But I like to be out with them and understand the different types of people. You know, when you go into these places or you go down on the streets, you see so many different types of people, and you think, how in the world do they ever do that? Or this, that, and the other, you know. And then when you were working in these convalescent hospitals, that you think, oh my gosh, how in the world can you help that person? And why did they let themselves get in the shape that they're in, you know? And maybe they didn't live such a good life as I did. And you can imagine all this going through your mind, you know, and wondering about this one and that one and the other one. You just kind of want to